From Little Rock Public Radio, good afternoon. I'm Daniel Breen, sitting in for Maggie Ryan. A Northwest Arkansas woman has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for illegally voting in the 2024 election. 59-year-old Cecilia Castellanos of Rogers pleaded guilty on Tuesday to perjury and violation of voter eligibility. The Cuban native was arrested along with two others following an investigation by the state attorney general's office. Castellanos was also accused of lying on her voter registration form, both about her citizenship and prior felony convictions. A nursing home owner who was pardoned by President Trump has been paroled in Arkansas less than a month after beginning a prison sentence. Joseph Schwartz was ordered last month to serve out the remainder of his Arkansas sentence on Medicaid fraud and tax evasion charges. Schwartz had served 3 months of a 3-year federal prison sentence when he was pardoned by Trump in November. The Arkansas Advocate reports Schwartz was granted parole this week. A popular literacy program is expanding statewide in Arkansas. The Dolly Parton Imagination Library mails free books to children from birth to age 5 at no cost to families. Speaking at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences yesterday, Democratic State Senator Clark Tucker credited Governor Sarah Sanders with ensuring the program's future in the natural state.
No one can question Governor Sanders' fierce commitment to childhood literacy, because she understands the impact that that has in every facet of a child's life. She understands that 85% of our cognitive development takes place before our fifth birthday, but that 95% of our education dollars are spent after a child's fifth birthday.
Governor Sanders says the state is dedicating funds to alleviate the cost of expanding the Imagination Library to every county in Arkansas.
The state of Arkansas is now committed to covering half of the cost of enrolling a child in Imagination Library, cutting the cost for local communities from $30 down to $15. And UAMS is now partnering with the Pulaski County Imagination Library to ensure every baby born in this hospital is automatically enrolled in the program. We hope to expand that partnership to hospitals across the state.
The program has distributed over 1 million books to children across Arkansas in just the last year. Roughly half of all children 5 years of age and below in Arkansas are currently enrolled in the program. And Little Rock has a new spelling champion. Third grader Alex Chen took home the top prize in the Little Rock School District Spelling Bee this morning. Chen now heads to the Pulaski County Spelling Bee, where he will face a familiar rival, his sister, 7th grader Sarah Chen, who was last year's state spelling bee champion. In Little Rock tonight, we'll expect mostly clear skies and a low of 31 degrees, partly sunny for our Saturday tomorrow with a high of 41. We will get down to a low of 19 degrees on Saturday night, then clear skies again on Sunday with a high of 44. And we can expect mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower 40s, and lows in the 20s into the next week ahead here in central Arkansas. And you can always find more news and listen live online anytime at our website, littlerockpublicradio.org. I'm Daniel Breen, and this is Little Rock Public Radio.